Okay. So let me set up here because today is going to be interactive. And what we're going to interact with today is the beginning of a sequence of messages which Antonio, who's going to be here on August 5th, has encouraged us to follow. And today's message, or what we're going to talk about today, is that Jesus is the answer. And you know what I just did? I just put this right up in front, and Bill's going to, I got to take it down. Bill's going to pop us a 50-year-old song, 60-year-old song by Andre Crouch, which speaks to the fact that Jesus is the answer. You ready to go there, Bill? Okay, so a couple technical things have happened this morning. Number one is, I don't know if you realize this, but Brian Simon has taken over kind of the responsibility of the sound booth, and that has happened out of Godspell, and Brian's gone.
No, he's not gone. He's now.
He has left Pennsylvania. For 2 weeks. So Holger's back there doing audio. And Josh, and you notice that Josh Stank and Stevie Forstall have kind of taken over doing PowerPoints. And they've been doing a great job. They've been doing that for about a month. Okay, we are going to have to. We're going to have to skip this. Okay. Okay, guys, we'll drop it and maybe we can play Jesus is the Answer later. Jesus is the answer. It doesn't really seem like Jesus is the answer for these technical problems right now. But Jesus is the answer for anything the technical stuff wants to be used for, right? So today our technical problems are outweighing our practical conversation. Jesus is the answer. When Bill said it this morning, he goes, we should have Andre Crouch's Jesus is the Answer. I didn't know Andre Crouch wrote that song, but I remember, and I've been having this conversation with my kids, because every so often I'll say, okay, kids, we're going to go to this, you know, because it's a Christian event, and they're going, oh, Dad, you know, I don't want to go, it'll be boring. And I remember my parents grabbing me and saying, oh, we're going to this concert at UWM. And I'm going, oh. You didn't tell us about it. We have to leave right now. And so we went to UWM and went down to this little room, and it probably didn't seat more than 60 people. And there was a choir. I guess I would say choir. It was a bunch of kind of like post-college kids that were traveling around the nation. And they had an album in vinyl, which is coming back now. And The name of the album was Jesus is the Answer, and they sang that song. And I still remember to this day that that song just kept... Wow, this is a lot more ramped up version than the one I remember.
If you have some questions in the corners of your mind and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of your past seem to face you every day. But this one thing I do know, that Jesus is the way. Think the sun won't shine. In case you don't know, but the word of God is true, and everything He's promised, He will do it for you. That's the reason I say.
Okay. So what I'd like you to do right now, for those of you who have a bulletin, in your bulletin is a sheet of paper that says, ask for prayer requests that you can hand in the offering plate later. And what I'd like you to do right now, and some of you don't have one of those sheets of paper, just take a sheet of paper. Because there are things in your life right now that you need an answer for. Could be a relationship. It could be a direction. It could be a job. I want you to write it down. Nobody else has to see it, but I want you to write it down. It could be a discouragement. Could be a physical struggle. Could be an emotional struggle. So this morning, we are going to hear from the Spirit of God together, because Jesus is the answer. Now, with that, I want to say, first of all, is that Christianity is not a religion. Amen. There is no religion that is the answer. The reason that we know that Jesus is the answer is because he's revealed himself as the Son of God, who has done many things for us. And so today we're going to talk about Jesus. We're not going to talk about religion. And I'm going to tell you that Jesus is the answer. So let me begin with a word of prayer. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would minister from heaven to us the absolute truth that Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, who is the same substance as the Father, Jesus Christ, the one who came as a man and gave himself to die on the cross, the one who was ascended into heaven and received at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, the one who was resurrected from the dead. This Jesus, whom you saw go into heaven, will come again in the same way. This Jesus is the answer. Amen. Okay, so you've written down a place where you need an answer. And as we begin this conversation, as we begin this session or this season of lessons that are moving into the fall, we have to start with the fact that Jesus is the complete answer. Now, with that, there's one practical thing that I need you to have in your hands. A couple weeks ago, do you remember when you had a whole bunch of handouts and I didn't really even get to talk about them? I said we're going to put them off for next week, but keep them and bring them back. One of those handouts was on the woman of the well, and you actually got that the next week. But one of them was a little booklet like this. Did you bring your little booklets back? Did anybody bring their little booklet back? One person, yes! Two. Okay, in this series, I'm going to be talking about these. So I probably don't have enough. These are Pastor Dale works of art. So they probably took, 3 minutes a piece to make these. It's really quite difficult. But I do have some, so if somebody would like to pass them out, there might not be enough. So if you're a couple, you might want to wait till the end to share it. As we're going through this season, I want to share with you something that I received. So this is actually written by a young pastor who is part of our conference. I meet with him every month at the Lancaster Mennonite Conference Youth Leader Breakfast. And he has got a gifting in the area of mentoring and bringing the things of God to a place of concisiveness. And so he's written this. And I love it, and we're going to come back to this many times over these next few months. Some of you have heard me talk about my own salvation story and what that entailed as far as the whole journey. I talked about it last week a little bit. And that my father shared with me, it's something called the four spiritual laws. Well, the four spiritual laws is limited. Because in the four spiritual laws, it really kind of focuses on the fact that there has to be a time when you receive Christ. And a moment. And sometimes that moment thing doesn't really work out. I talked about that last week. Remember? The moment thing is a little bit difficult. Now, it is true we have to receive Jesus to be our Savior. That is absolutely true. But sometimes it's birthed. Sometimes it's birthed over time. Thank you, Bill. So, we're going to talk about all kinds of subjects. But what Joshua Jefferson wrote in this is something very, very powerful. It is using the idea that what we really need is peace. And it goes through the book of Ephesians, and it sets out this kind of plan of God to bring peace. So when you wrote whatever you wrote down, you really don't need just a little tiny answer that you can think of. What you need is God's complete shalom for that thing or that relationship or that conversation. It's way bigger than just what you can think of being Jesus is the answer. Because you know what? If you already formalize the answer, my answer would be that I get this job and they call me on Monday. Okay? If you formulated what the answer would be, it wouldn't be Jesus. And it wouldn't be the answer. So, let's begin our conversation. And the way I'm going to begin it is by having a couple of you share. So if it's real personal, you don't have to share it. But if there's something, an area that hit you, that you need an answer from Jesus, let's talk about a couple, and then let's let those things lead us into the Scriptures. So can some of you boldly volunteer it? And it doesn't have to be that same thing that you wrote down. Maybe you can volunteer something else. Reba.
I added towards my needs.
Okay. Attitude. So how is Jesus the answer for that? Anybody have an idea? Okay. Okay, so I hear the Holy Spirit. I heard, how did he act?
By his grace, he can change our hearts towards others.
Okay, I have a cheat sheet in front of me. It looks like this. It's only about 8 pages. No, it's probably 10 pages. But I heard the word attitude. Turn to Philippians chapter 2. Now, guys, this is what Jesus said. I have given them my word. This is John chapter 17. You have to know his word to hear his word. By the way, the chapter starts with, if there's any encouragement in Christ, if there's any consolation of love, if there's any fellowship of the Spirit, any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. So he actually starts with the Philippians. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit. Well, there's a check for Reba. I just say, Reba, thank you for volunteering, right? So when my attitude, God is telling me that I should not do anything for my own selfish desire. But regard humility of mind, regard one another as more important than ourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also have the interests of others. Have this attitude. Did you hear the word? My attitude. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who though he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. For this reason also God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. So at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth. And I'm lost here. Got too excited. Thank you. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So, that was an easy question, Reba. You gave me attitude. Jesus is the answer because he's already done it. He's taken an attitude which is absolutely mind-boggling. I was a teenager at one time. And I think probably now that I'm looking back, I probably acted like a teenager when I was in my 20s. Fortunately, Lori married me at like the end of that time. But I remember right now when I look back and I talk to my girls about this, I bring it up lately with Iska a lot because she's really struggling with being a teenager. If there's anything that I regret, so number one is I would never want to go back to high school, ever. But if there's one thing I regret, is that I was so wrapped up in myself that I missed so many opportunities for relationships. I was so afraid to stretch myself. I don't know that it could have been any different. I really don't. And part of that was the whole thing that I just shared before. My parents saying, oh, we're going to go do this. We're going to this Christian concert or we're going to this thing. I was like, I don't want to go. It's uncomfortable. It's going to be boring. And now that I hear that, I go, you know what? That was me. That was me. Attitude. Good. Would somebody pray for Reba as she's struggling with this and needs the attitude of Christ? Thank you, Jeannie.
Her needs the way you see her, and that it will affect her attitude.
Okay, one thing, I'm going to do a connection with this song. So I was praying while we were singing the last song. And did you know where it talked about the fountains? And what's that line? All my fountains are in you. Now, I don't know how this happened, because I was praying kind of, and but when you guys sang it the last time, a couple times through, I could swear you were singing, all our fountains are in you, Lord. So this is the kind of the wonderful thing that God does. He starts with the I. We have to start with the I. But it will always be a we. It will always morph into the we. It is what Jesus did. Jesus said, me, I, and really when he said I, it's Father, Son, Holy Spirit, however we can conceive of the one God who is Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but one God. It wasn't enough. He wanted a we. He wanted to include us. Now, the thing about the fountains, this is where you need Christ. And your fountains. Those are the deep things. Those are the things that need to be have living water. That's an area where you need a fountain. And guess what? All his fountains are in you. He has the answer. Okay, someone else, something else. You need Jesus for?
Our relationship with our children. My relationship with our children. You know. Yep.
Is Jesus the answer to our relationships with our children? Anybody got a verse for that?
Raise up a child the way they should go, and I forget where it's at. It's somebody good. Yeah. Too many of those.
It's in Proverbs. So we want to find it, because I'm looking somewhere else here. Read it. Okay, I was just reading in Amos, probably 3 weeks ago, and there is, of all the bad stuff that's in Amos, there is this verse where it talks about turning the hearts of the fathers to their children. Can't find it right now. Yeah, families are a hard thing, because what does Jesus say? Jesus actually says, if you want to follow me, then you need to hate your mother, hate your brother, hate your father.
But at the same time, it says for children to obey the
parents. And guess what? And it will go well with them. They will be in the land and be fruitful. That's yeah, it's in Ephesians, yeah. Good. So let me bring one other verse to that. And this is actually wonderful. So this is Romans. This has really been hard for me to do, because I try to prep for this, so I'm prepping all kinds of answers, all kinds of verses. And honestly, by Saturday, your mind's like spinning. And so Sunday morning, it's like, okay, do I need to learn more? It's kind of like cramming for a test. So Sunday morning, I'm like, you know, Holy Spirit, please help me have peace. Because there's this idea that, okay, I can grab everything. And I love this. And maybe this is where we're at. Our children are like, we were children, right? We were children. And we're raising children. But there's something about God and fathering that's important here. So, Romans chapter 8. Are you there with me? Verse 14. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, so Sal brought up the Spirit of God before, right? So all who are led by the Spirit of God, these are the children of God. We're sons of God, children of God. Now, here's what God does. He said, I'm making you a child, and I enable you in your childrenness to be a child by the Spirit of God. So I think the first question where Jesus is the answer, he did what? He sent the Spirit of God for parenting, partly for parenting. For you have not received the spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father, Daddy. This is a hard, hard thing. Because if our kids aren't crying out, Abba, Father, then number one, we might not have been the right. I mean, we might have done things and failed in our parenting, firstly. Secondly, we might have kept God out. Thirdly, it might not have been us. It might be our children are not receiving parenting, and they're not receiving the Father. And it's really about God the Father wanting children and us being just a vehicle of freedom. Think about how powerful this is for you right now. Okay? So you want to think about your kids? This is how God speaks to us as a father. For you have not received the spirit of slavery. So this is a check for me. Am I making my kids feel like they're in slavery? I could go around. We have some kids in here, you know. Autumn? Stevie? Do you feel like you're slave to your parents? Don't answer the question. Josh, Lindsay, do you feel like you've been slaves to your parents? Don't answer the question. Naomi's probably in nursery. I'd ask her, too. This is what God says. Parenting is about, I've released in Jesus Christ the ability to be free, not a slave. And that freedom brings a response which can be honoring. Okay, those are only two things. Jesus is the answer. Believe it or not, Jesus is the answer to your emotional, your physical, your ancestral, your biological, your spiritual life needs. All of them. And we know that Jesus is the answer because he's actually done it. And this is what he did. This is why this is not a religion, because it is our God who came to earth so that we could see our Father through him. So we could talk for probably 3 hours and cover all of these subjects. It might be interesting for you, but we can mix these things together. We have a response, and we have worship that we can do. So did God start stirring something in you today? So I'm here not to tell you every answer. I'm here to start stirring the fact that we have a Christ who is the living Lord, who will meets the need of every question and every need you have. He is the fountain of living water. Amen?